Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Chagiga Daf Chaf. We are holding on your test on the base, two lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Mari, we're going back to our Mishnah now. When we had those Ma'alos, those Chumrois to Rabbanon, we had a list of levels, starting from Chulin, going all the way up the ladder, Maser Sheni, Truma, Karbonos, which we call Kachim, over to Chatas, which occupies the top of the pyramid. Chatas is a reference to the Efer Paraduma, the Mei Chatas, the Mei Paraduma. And basically, the higher you go, the more Kaddish you are, the more Shmira you need, the more threatened you are. It's like Zelum Azeh Asalekim, the more Kaddish, the more under threat, under attack he is by the keiches of Tumah, and you need more Shmira to keep it safe. Chacham determined that each level gets its own unique set of laws. So the higher you are, the more delicate, the more sensitive it is, and requires more Shmira. Says Rav Mari, Shema Mina, we can learn from our Mishnah an interesting concept. Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh, HaKodesh Domo. Although it's chulin, it's not maser sheni, not truma, but it was looked after. Its owner looked after it as though, he treated it as though it was a karban. It gets a din of kodesh. Let's go down to Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Shenas otaras hakodesh, odem haragel lechel kachim. This fellow is accustomed to eating karbanis. He's a kohen or he's a Yisrael who happens to get a lot of karbanis. He accepts upon himself, it's like a personal commitment, that he will treat his regular food as though it is kachim. For instance, an afkamina would be regarding being careful from a shlishi, right? A chulin item never becomes shlishi letuma. So you have the nevela, which is an avatumma, touches something, becomes a rishon. That touches something, else becomes a sheni. So if it's chulin, it stops right there. It's the end of the game. If it's truma, it can go all the way to shlishi letuma. And if it's a korban, it goes all the way to revi. This fellow practices, applies the halachas of korbanos to all his items. He treats it as though it's kachim. He keeps it away even from a shlishi letuma. Why? He says, Rashi, kadei shiyu bnei beisai sihirin ubekiyin bataras hakadosh. It's that his family is accustomed, is inhabit, to live up to the karbanos standard. So when they get to karbanos, they're not going to run into trouble. And some Rishonim actually learned that he was speaking that he's actually preparing for karbanos. He has wine, oil, which he will bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So he's looking after it as though it's already a karban. In any case, this is what's called chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh. We treat it like kachim. Of course, this is midrabanan. We give it the halach of karbanos, and all the halachas, all the stringencies, all the malas that apply to karbanos apply to this item as well. Mimai, how do you know this is true? Says the Gemara, arrived from the Mishnah. We don't find that this item, this chulin shenas or ataras hakodesh, occupies its own level. What does this mean? Let's go to Rashi on top. The Mishnah tells us that the begadim worn by a fellow who's involved in a lower level kedusha, for instance, the fellow who's keeping his chulin b'tahara, keeps away from tumah, although he's very careful, but the fellow who's engaged in a higher level kedusha will treat the begadim of the lower level fellow as though it's tummy. We learned the other day, Rashi says, because your shmira is not effective relative to me. It's as though it's unwashed, as far as I'm concerned. Because each level requires its own set of laws, its own standards. So your standards don't work for me. So how many levels does the Mishnah give us? Chulin b'tahara. Then we jump up to Truma, over to Kachim to Chatas. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that the begadim of Prushin, which means your typical fellow who's careful from Tumah, will be considered Tumah for the fellow who's so careful to look after his chulin as though it's karbanos? Why doesn't the Mishnah say that? Apparently, There's no such level. Shmamino, says Rashi. B'chlal kodesh shein. Apparently, a fellow who's looking after his chulan as though it's karbanos is occupying the standard, is following the guideline of karbanos. V'atan ali kodesh. Mishnah already speaks about kodesh. So there isn't another level occupied by this fellow chulan shenas atar as a kodesh fellow. No, he's treated like kodesh. And Mishnah already speaks about kodesh. Says the Gemara, one second. V'dumo, maybe not. You know why the Mishnah did not list it at its own level? Because it's already included in the other levels. You know, this machlek is coming up soon. According to some, this item, this chulin that was treated like carbon is considered like ordinary chulin. So we already have chulin in the Mishnah. Or perhaps it's considered like truma. We already have truma in the Mishnah. So maybe that's why the Mishnah doesn't single it out. Not because it's like kachem. Maybe it's like chulin. Maybe it's like truma. V'dilma, hai deloi ketonu bu malo. The reason why the Mishnah did not give it its own standard, because it's included in the other ones. Diyadamu le truma, because if it's comparable to truma, hatani truma. We already have truma in the Mishnah. Diyadamu le chulin, if it's comparable to chulin, hatani le chulin. We already have chulin as well, the sanya. Where do we find these two shitas? In a braisa. Chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh, right? This chulin which was guarded as though it was kachim. What din does it have? How do you treat it? How sensitive, how delicate is it really? Harein kechulin. We treat it like chulin. No such a thing. To take chulin and turn it to kachim. Rashi in chulin says, batla dati. This fellow's mindset is like, it's batla, it's nullified. It's not the way you deal with chulin. You can't turn it into kachim. Even the rabbanim, we don't give it higher standards. Rav Lezer of Tzedek Oimer, Harein ke Truma, we treat it like Truma. So that's why the Mishnah didn't mention this thing, because it's already Chulin or Truma. El Mesefa. The rise from the end of the Mishnah, Yosi ben Yezer, Hayechosa Shebekuhuna. So he was a kohen and very meticulous. He used to look after his food items and treat it b'kedusha. Voisa mitpachtim midras l'kodesh, and still his mitpachas is scarf, his clothing were considered tamei relative to karbanos because he kept a truma standard, not a karbanos standard. Furthermore, yoichnam in gudgada, he was either a yisrael or a levi. Hayoichal ataras hakadosh kol yamav. Everything he ate was so carefully guarded as though it was karbanos. Oh, so he kept to higher standards. And what does the Mishnah say? Voisam et pachta medrus lachatas. His mitpachas was considered tamei relative to the paraduma. Oh, lechatas in, only to the paraduma, the kodesh loy. But relative to karbanos, it was not considered tamei. He was considered tar for karbanos. Alma kosavar. It's clear at the Mishnah holds. Chulin, shenasu ataras hakodesh, ki kodesh damu. Chulin, which was looked after as though it's karbanos, is treated like karbanos, and therefore when he looked after his food items as though it was karbanos, his clothing were not tamei relative to karbanos, because he kept the carbon standard with his chulin, and it's treated like karbanos. It was problematic to the chatas, because that's higher standard, but relative to carbon, he was fine. We have right from the Mishnah. Chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh, indeed, ki kodesh damu. Continues the Gemara. So we learn that karbanos, truma, all these things need to be watched. Even chulin, if you want to make sure that it's really tar, you have to look after it. Shmira is required. If you have hesach hadas, you divert your mind, you're not mindful of what's going on, then you cannot be sure that it's tar. Amar Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. We're going to learn some interesting examples. We're going to see to what extent will hesach hadas create a question mark. Nafla ma'afarta imenu. His scarf, or some say his cap, falls off. Amla chaveri turns to his friend. Can you pass it to me? Tnali. Vinaslain, he passed it to me. We consider it to be tummy. You cannot look after your item while it's sitting in somebody else's hand. You don't know what's going on there. Maybe he has some sherets in his hand. So it's not considered a watched item. You can't guarantee that it's tar. That's one halacha. Number two, Omar Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram. Here's a chiddush. Nischaf alei kelim shal Shabbos, bekelim shal chol. Kelim here are clothing. He reached in for his weekday jacket. He mistakenly pulls out his Shabbos jacket. He puts it on. He notices, oh, this is the Shabbos jacket. Velam shal. Nitmu. He has to treat it like it's tummy. At this point, the Gemara will figure the reason is because he misidentified it. Shmir only works if you know what you're watching. If you're fully cognizant of the identity of the item that you're watching. It's not enough to say I'm watching this jacket. You have to know exactly what it is. He thought it was a weekday jacket. It turned out to be the Shabbos jacket. It's tummy. It's a big chiddush, which the Gemara actually will seek to explain. We're going to get that later. Omer Blazer Bar Tzadok, here comes halacha number three. Very similar. Even if they flip begadim, they swapped owners. Masa b'shtei nashim chaveres. There were two women, chaveres. Perhaps it means friends. Perhaps it means they were like a chaver, like a person who was accepted upon himself. Shmira from tumah. That's probably what it means. So these two women were very careful to look after the begadim, make sure it's tar. Sheneschafel and klein b'vis hamerchetz. They swapped their begadim in the bathhouse. So Rachel walked out wearing Leah's shirt and Leah, Rachel's shirt. They discovered a couple minutes later. What happens with the tumah? What happens with the shmirah? So sure, they were looking after their beged, but it turns out that it was the wrong owner. It belonged to their friend. Uba ma'asaf ne'rekiva, the halacha was presented to Rekiva v'tima, and he considered it to be tummy. Here's a big chiddush, because she's looking after this shirt. It's not a question of Shabbos or week. It's this shirt. But the wrong owner. Shmira is ineffective. So we have three halachas. Pass me the ma'afiras. It's tummy. I pulled out the jacket thinking it's a Shabbos jacket. Thinking it's a weekday jacket. End up being a Shabbos jacket. No shmira. Turned out to be the wrong owner. Shmira is off. Mask of Lerab Oishi. How can he say that? Alameata. That's the case. If you misidentify the item, Shmira gets suspended. Hoishud yadu l'sal. He puts his hand to a basket. Litol paschilim, to pull out a wheat bread. V'also biyadu pasoir, he pulls out barley bread. Achinami the ditmis. You're going to tell me that's tummy. He wanted a loaf of bread. He pulled out the wrong one. Who cares? V'chitem achinami. Is that so? V'atani, you have a brisa which clearly says, it's okay. Hamashamar sar chavis. B'cheska shal yayin, he's looking after a barrel, thinking that it's filled with wine. V'nimtza shal shem, and it turns out that's filled with oil tahira. It remains tahir. Tahir melatame, you don't consider it to be tame. Evidently, misidentifying the item doesn't render the shmir ineffective. That's a kasha on you. Responds the Gemara. V'tameich, now according to you, Amos Sefer, let's proceed to the next part of the Brice, which says, V'asura melechel. He misidentified the content of the barrel. So it was wine, not being oil. It's not going to be matami, but you can't eat it. Amai, why can't you eat it? Mimanavshach, is it considered guarded or not? How do you explain that it should be disqualified? Asur melechel, but it's not tami. Answers the Gemara, very pashut. There is such a concept of watching it halfway. Watching it from something that could be matami. Remember, the Lashon matami is different than Lashon poisel. Matami means that it acquired a tumah which is so severe that allows it to be transferred to the next item as well. Poisel means it ends right there. So let's say you have teruma. Teruma touched a rishon l'tumah. The truma becomes a sheni l'tumah, which means it's tumah because it could pass it on to the next item that it touches, makes that a shlishi. So Lashon Tumah means it took it and will pass it on. Psul is the last stop on the train. So that shlishi is disqualified. It may not be eaten, but the Tumah is sort of already watered down. It can't be passed to the next item. So that's the case here. Amar b'yirmiya. Bo'imer shemaratiya medavar metamu. He says, look, I was carrying this barrel. I looked after it, made sure that there's no sherets in the area. There's nothing I was going to betame it. That's all I was careful from. But I wasn't careful. I wasn't making sure that something which is going to be poiselet, to keep it away from something which will be poiselet. So that explains the halacha here. Why is the barrel osel achila but still not tummy? Because he knows that it didn't become tummy, but he doesn't know that it wasn't possible. On that, the Gemara is going to ask. So we didn't get back to the misidentifying halacha. That's a side point which we're going to get back to soon. But first, let's try to figure out the brisa. Brisa indicated that wine that turned out to be oil is okay, but you still can't eat it. How could it be asal v'achila, but still not tummy teretz? Because it was a partial shmir. Umi ikon in terusa l'paga. Is there something as a partial shmir? Yes, v'atanya. But brisa, which presents a similar case. Hashid yada basala. He put his hand into a basket. Basala looks safer, the basket's on his shoulder. Hama grefa b'tzeich hasal, there's a rake in the basket. V'yabalib al-hasal. He was paying attention to the basket, looking after it, protecting it from tumma. V'lo yoyabalib al-hama grefa. He wasn't looking after the rake. So what's the halacha? Hasal tar, basket remains tar, because it was protected. V'hama grefa tumma, but the rake is tummy. How does this work? Hasal tar? How could the basket remain tar if the rake is tummy? To tummy, I'm a grateful asal. Why doesn't the rake make the basket tummy? In kli metame kli, typically a kli, unless it's an avatuma, typically a kli, if it's a rishon or lower, cannot affect another kli. So the sal remains tar. Okay, but the fruit inside the basket, the figs that are in there, they touch the rake, which is presumed to be tummy. Will the tummy mashe besal? Why doesn't the rake affect the content of the sal? Amravina, here comes the punchline. This is what we're looking for. There's something called partial shmira. Boimer, this fellow claims that shemartiv midavar shemetamay v'loy midavar poistle. I was looking after the rake somewhat, making sure that it's not going to touch something that could make it tamay to the point that it could transfer that tumor over to the figs in the basket. That I know didn't happen. But I was not looking after it to the point that it shouldn't touch a more lenient form of tumor which will make it possible. So the basket is completely protected. The magrefa is partially protected. And therefore the magrefa, which is presumed to be maybe possible, will not affect the figs, because something which is possible, merely possible, cannot transfer that to the next item. Okay, so we've elaborated on this brisa. We understand the halacha in the brisa. There's something called partial shmira. So we suspect that it became tummy, but not that it became, that it became puzzle, but not to the extent that it became tummy. Okay. But bottom line is, the Bryce did tell us that even if he misidentified the content of that barrel, he was being mishamer duchavis, thinking that it was wine, it turned out to be oil, that's okay. And that's a kasha. Ta'o halachis. He took a jacket, thinking that it's a weekday jacket, turned out to be Shabbos. The two women swapped their clothing. That affects the Shmira? Why? Mekomakom kasha. This is a kasha. Tau halachis. Apparently, misidentification doesn't affect your Shmira. I'm guarding this item. Who cares whether it's Shabbos clothing, weekday clothing? It's Rachel's jacket, it's Leah's jacket. I was looking after this item and protecting it from tumah. It's like the wine and the oil. V'oid another kash. Moisiv rabba baravo. The brisa, which has a story. Ma'asa v'isha achas shabos lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. She presented a story to Rabbi Shmuel. V'amrle, she tells him, Rabbi begged ze arakti b'dahara. You know, this garment here, I looked after it. I wove it. B'tahara. I know that it's tahar, but I wasn't really mindful. I wasn't really paying attention. So in my mind, I know that it's tahar. Not because I focused, not because I was paying attention. My lave wasn't there. Rabbi Shmuel started questioning her. What exactly happened? Who was your company? So through this investigation, Shmuel started asking her questions. Hamrali, she started telling him, "Yeah, Rabbi, I want actually nida mashchei mi bechevel. There was a nida. who kept me company. She pulled the rope, and perhaps she made a tummy. Amr Bishmuel, Kama Gedolim, Divi Chacham. Look how great and deep. Look how much foresight the Chachamim had. Shehayu Aymer, they used to say, Beliboy L'Shem Rei Tohar. If you focus, if you're mindful, it's considered guarded. Ein Beliboy L'Shem Rei Tohar. But otherwise, yeah, you know, you're aware, but if you're not focusing, it doesn't work. Learns Rashi. The kash is, you see, all you need is lev. You put your mind, your heart to it, that's enough. It's irrelevant of whether it turns out to be wine or oil or Shabbos or weekday or Rachel's life. If you're focusing on this item, that's enough. That's all you need. That is sufficient for it to be considered shamar and tar. Shuv Masa. There's another incident. She came to Bishmol. I'm like, Rabbi, ma pasu, this tablecloth. Araktiya b'tahara. I produced it b'tahara. It's fine. But I'll tell you the truth. I didn't apply my heart to it. I wasn't really fully focused on it. But I know it's tar. Once again, through Rabbi Shmuel's questioning, it turns out like this. Amalei, she tells him, Rabbi Nimar Nifsikali. You should know that before I started weaving this mapa, one of the threads snapped. Ukshartia b'pen. I tied it. I used my mouth. And she was a need of this woman. So what's the problem? A thread on its own doesn't become tummy. If it's pre-weave, it wasn't yet produced into a baguette. But there's a chashash that it was still moist as it was being woven. Once it got to the point that it's a shear, a baguette, three etzboys, the thread was still wet, it still had the saliva of the nida, in which case it'll make a tummy. Amar Bishmol, once again, Kama Gdoilim Dibri Chacham, look how great the words of Chacham are, Shei Oimrim Beliboy L'Shem Retor, Ein Beliboy L'Shem Retomei. The only way it's considered protected and Shamar is if the fellow is focusing and paying attention. Bottom line is, you see that paying attention is a criterion, that's all, that's a sole criteria. It could be Rachel's shirt, Leah's shirt, Shabbos clothing, weekday clothing. So let's try to analyze. Let's go back and analyze the three halachas that we learned in light of this price. So we have three cases. His hat falls off. His friend passes it over to him. It doesn't work. It's not considered shomer. He swapped the Shabbos to the weekday. It's not shomer. The two women swapped their clothing. It's not shomer. Let's go down the line. One at a time. Bishlom Elulezer Ritzadik. I understand the third case of the Shtei Noshim who switched their clothing to Beis HaMerachas. I understand why that's considered unguarded and unwatched. You know why? Kol Achas V'Achas Emeres. Each one of these women thinks to herself, Chaverti Eishes Ama'aretz. The other woman perhaps is a wife of an Ama'aretz who's not concerned with her begotten becoming Tamei. Ama'aretz were not too meticulous with these halachas. Not concerned with Shemira. Therefore, she diverts her mind. She no longer pays attention. It turns out that she's walking around with Leah's shirt. She's thinking, well, Leah probably doesn't care that it's Tamei, and she's not going to pay attention to look after that shirt, so it's considered unwatched. Leah, on her side of the story, is doing the same thing. She discovers she's wearing Rachel's shirt. Oh, Rachel probably doesn't care. At that moment, she stops looking after it. It's considered unwatched. Hesach Hadas makes it like it's Tamei. That halacha we understand. What about the other halacha of Shabbos and weekday clothing? Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram Nami. That can be explained as well. It's lacking in Shemira. You know why? Kiven de Kalim de Shabbos. Avod lehu Shemur Tfei. Typically, Shabbos clothing, which are more valuable, are guarded better. He only has one set of Shabbos. He really makes sure that it's Torah. It turns out that he thought it was a weekday jacket. So he downgraded the level of Shemira. Right? He's accustomed to watching his Shabbos jacket really 100%, 110%. He reached in for his weekday jacket. Pulled out a jacket thinking that it's a weekday jacket. So weekday jackets, you only watch 80% because he has a couple of them. They're not so chash, they're not so valuable. Or maybe the point is some farshim say your Shabbos clothing, I'm more covered. He has more covered for, he's more careful with them. So he downgraded from 110% to 80%. That downgrade is considered like an unwatched beged relative to the Shabbos beged, which has higher standards of washing. It turns out this was a Shabbos beged, and he was only looking after it 80%, relative to the amount of shmira, which is generally applied to a Shabbos beged. This 80% watch is considered like it's unwashed. Masach da'aitim inayu. It's considered like hesach hadas. Let's see the words in Rashi. Beautiful Rashi. Two lines from the bottom. Kiven the kelim shel Shabbos over the shimer tvei. Typically, Shabbos clothing are watched better. Vizes sover, this fellow who reached them for the weekday jacket, thought this was a weekday beged. Vizes sover shel shel chol. Ascha da'aitim shmira mal yosa. He's no longer applying that high-level shmira, which he's accustomed to applying to the Shabbos begodim. She regular shemen, and therefore the Chacham considered it as though it's unwatched. You hear the word? Because typically it's watched this much, and now he went down to this much. It appears like he didn't really watch it properly. And in his mind, he's going to think, okay, you see, unwatched is also fine. Okay, ain believably shemen dummy, we treat it as though it wasn't watched at all. Lest they think that next time you don't have to really watch it. Right? That's what's going through his mind. Look, I was only watching it somewhat. Oh, this was the Shabbos beged, which needed more, which is typically watched better, and I didn't. Oh, so apparently watching is not so crucial. So we treat it like it's unwatched. So that halacha is understood. Okay, two out of three. What about the third halacha? It says the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. El Rabbi Yenisim ben Elazar. So his beged fell off, and he had his friend pass it to him. What's wrong with that? Why can't he look after it while his friend is holding it? You can't do that. How do you know what's going on in your friend's hands? You can't look after something that your friend is holding. So this explains all three halachas. Really? You can't watch what somebody else is holding. This fellow had his donkey drivers, his workers, who Rashi says are Amei Haaretz. Tu'un and Taharis, they were loaded up with barrels, with wine that are tar. Afa pi shehivlik mehen yoysim emil. Even though the owner, he disappeared, he's more than a mil away from them. He's far away. Taharis of Tahiris, his items remain tar. They're considered to be watched. Vim amar lehem, but if he told them, l'chu, you know, you go, v'ani ovech rechem, I'll follow you. Oh, that changes it. Kivan shenis almu ein of men. Once he doesn't see them any longer, taroyis of tmeis are considered to be tamei. So from the ratio we see that even though he's not holding it, they are. It's considered tar. You can be meshamer mashibiat chaver. Okay, let's try to figure out the apparent steer in the brisa. Maishna ratio, maishna sefer. Why the ratio is a tar and the sefer is tamei? Or Rabbi Zachnafcha. Reisha, b'metar chamor of a pa'al of lekach. The Reisha was speaking that he prepared them. He was metar them. He sent them to the mikvah in preparation for this job. So now it's presumed to be tar. So typically you can't watch something that's in your friend's possession. But here they were tar. Yachi sefer nami. Okay, so if they were Torah, then why is the Sefer any different? He tells them, look, you go and I'm following you. Why would it make a difference? They're Torah. The answer is, sure, they're Torah, but their friend that they meet along the road is not Torah. Ein ha-ma'aretz makbid ha-mag ha-chaveira. And ha-ma'aretz is not too particular, not too concerned if his friend ha-ma'aretz touches something that he's holding. He considers the ha-ma'aretz to be fine and perfect. So, true, the worker himself is tar, but a friend that he meets on the road perhaps will touch the content and make him tummy. Well, if that's a concern, Yachi Reisha Nami is in the first case as well. Why don't we have this concern that he met up with somebody who touched his chavis, touched his wine? The answer is, Bebolahem Derech HaKalasin. And the Reisha was speaking that he could just show up through some roundabout route, some shortcut. And that generates fear in their hearts. This is the general halacha called Nichnas V'yetzi, Mashkeach of the restaurant, walks in and out. That's called Mirsas. He creates that fear. He can just come in at any moment. So that pachad protects what they're holding. Yochi sefer nami. So in the next case as well, they know that he's following them. Oh, kivun de amar lo. It depends how he sent them off. Once he told them lechu, you go. You go. Vaniyav acharechem, I'll follow you. By saying that, he indicated, look, that, you know, you go and I'm going to be following you a bit later. Mismach samcha datayu. They're samech. They're reliant on the fact that, look, he's still a couple of minutes away. He's going to come later. At this point, we're free to do what we need. And the pachad dissipates. They're no longer under his jurisdiction. And therefore, we're concerned that perhaps they came into contact with another Amoritz who made the wine tamid. Okay, so bottom line, we learned about Chulin Shinasu Ataras HaKadosh, which is considered to be Kaddish. We learned that typically things have to be really washed, as opposed to things which were somewhat washed, as a Hadas, we can no longer consider them to be Shomer and Tohar. We have three halachis. His friend passes the shirt or whatever, it's not considered Shomer. He switched to Shabbos for the weekday, it's not Shomer. The two nashim switch their clothing, it's not shomer. Why? So first the Gemara tells us we have this concept of partial shmira. Shmira from tumma, not from soul. That's an established fact. But then we learned that lev is the only ingredient. But libel shomer is what determines. So what's wrong with having your friend pass it to you? What's wrong with a weekday jacket, which turned out to be a Shabbos jacket? What's wrong with Rachel's shirt, which turned out to be leis? Says the Gemara by the Noshim, there's a side point, there's a concern that she's thinking that this beged belongs to Eshes Amoritz, is not careful, and therefore she stops looking after it. That explains that. Shabbos beged requires a higher level of Shmira. He's thinking that it's a weekday beged. He lowers his standards. It's considered unwashed relative to the Shabbos standard. Typically, one cannot do Shmira on something that's sitting in somebody else's possession, unless there's a pachad element, there's a fear element. In that case, it's under his auspices, and he's doing the shmira. But in the case where he sends them off, I'm coming, I'm following you soon, they lose that fear element, and it's no longer considered to be a watched item. Hadron Allah, Indersh. Says the Mishnah, Chaymir b'kodesh b'truma. In this Mishnah, we're going to have 10 or 11 distinctions between Truma and Kachem, which refers to Karbonis. These are more or less Chumris de Rabbanon, applied to Kachem to highlight their higher standard, to highlight the fact that they're more sensitive. So here we go. Chumir b'kodesh b'truma. In what way is Kachem considered to be more Chumir than Truma? Shemat bilin kelim b'toch kelim b'truma. You can stack kelim one on top of each other. So you can put one cup inside the other and then do tvila when it's in preparation for truma use. Abalei the kodesh, but not in preparation for kachim. Number two, acharayim v'toich ubeis atzvita v'truma abalei b'kodesh. You have a kli which has an inside, a toich. It also has a acharayim. Sometimes the bechers, right, have the bottom, has a vacuum there which can be used. That's the acharayim. Beis atzvita is the indent. It has an inverted, like a handle where you stuck your fingers in. That also has some sort of makom that you can put something in. So when it comes to truma, let's say the kli became tummy. Rashi says, a tumma de rabbanon, a mashkin made a tummy, tumma de rabbanon. It touched the back of the kli. It touched the inverted handle there. Only that portion becomes tummy. We split the usages of the kli. This use becomes tummy, that use becomes remains tar. This is strictly by truma. It's a kula by truma. But not when it comes to a kli which is going to be used for kachim. Over there, if one aspect of the kli is tummy, the entire kli is tummy. Ha nois es a medris, nois es a kruma. If one is holding a kli that a zav sat on, avatuma, he can hold truma at the same time. Let's say the truma is sitting inside a clay barrel, which is not going to be makabel tuma from the outside. So he's holding a medrash on one hand, truma on the other hand, that's okay. Avalei is hakodesh, but this doesn't apply to kachim. We're concerned that the carbon will touch the tuma. big day oichle truma and bidros the kodesh, the begotten that the people who eat truma will wear. So although it's watched and guarded and tor, but relative to kachem we consider it to be medrash, like an avatum. Like midas hakodesh, midas hatruma. We have many distinctions between truma and kachem. Many chumras that apply to kachem not by truma. Shabbat kodesh, when it comes to kachem, matir uman nagiv matpil v'achak kosher. You have a beggar which has a knot. You have to untie the knot, allow the water to get through. Uman nagiv, if it's wet, you have to dry it. Umatpil, and then do the tefillah. We're concerned about chatzitza. V'achach kosher, and then you can retie it. Ube truma, when it comes to truma, kosher. V'achach matpul, you can even tie it, and then retie it. Rest assured, the water will get into the knot. Kelim anegmar b'tahara, a kli which was not produced. B'tahara, you knew that it was produced in a tahara state. You looked after it while it was being completed. Srichon tefillah l'kodesh. If you want to give karbonis, you have to be tevel it as a precautionary measure. Aval like the truma, when it comes to truma, you could assume that it's tar. Hakli mitzaref masha b'seicha l'kodesh. Aval like the truma. You have a kli which has many items. When it comes to kachem, the kli joins them all together, combines them. So let's say one becomes tummy, they all become tummy. It's all considered like one unit. But by truma, we don't say that. Haravi b'kodesh pasul, mashlishi b'truma. By kachem, it goes all into revi b'truma. Mashlishi, it stops. By truma, it stops by the shlishi. So we mentioned this earlier. If you have a avatuma, an avela, which is an avatuma, the source of tuma, it touches something, becomes a rishon. That comes into contact with the next item, becomes a sheni. Furthermore, a shlishi, if it's truma, it stops there. But by kachem, it goes a step further. Kachem is more delicate, more sensitive. Even a shlishi will make the kachem pasul. Ube truma, im nitmes achas miyadav, chaver tetoir, when it comes to truma related activities, just because one hand is tummy, by tum with a tumma de rabban, of course, the other hand is considered to be tar. Ube kodesh, when it comes to karbanis, we don't differentiate. Matbil shtein, you have to be tevel both hands. Why shayad metames chaveret ube kodesh, although by truma, by kachem we treat it as though one hand was metame the other. By truma, we don't apply that. Oichlin oichlim neguven biyadayim esu'avis, but truma, when it comes to truma, you can have dry food with tummy hands. So your hands are unwashed, they're considered sheni l'tuma. As long as the food is dry, was not huchshar l'kam b'tuma, is not susceptible to tuma, you can eat it if it's truma. V'loy l'kodesh, b'kodesh, we don't allow this, you can't eat karbonos with hands that are tummy. And finally, ha'inin, a fellow whose family member passes away. Or a fellow who need to bring a carbon to complete his tahara procedure, let's say mitzera or zav. So while they were in a state of aninus, or while he was still before his carbon, he could not eat karbanis, couldn't eat truma. But he's done. The day of aninus is over. He brought his carbon. Tzrichon tefillah l'kodesh. They want to sit down and partake in a carbon, they have to do tefillah. Why? Because since they were not in the program for a while, they were not eating karbanis, were concerned that they had hesach hadas, they weren't paying attention, that perhaps they become tummy, so they need a new tefillah. Avalei the truma, when it comes to eating truma, we don't apply this concern. They can proceed and have the truma right away. Okay, so let's just review today's daf. We learned about truma, we learned about kachem. Each one has its own standard. What about chulin, which was treated like kachem? It's sort of a personal obligation, a personal kabbalah to treat as chulin like kachem. We concluded that it has a din of kachem and is susceptible to the same tumois, and he must comply with the same standards that the chacham applied to karbanis. We learned that things need to have proper shmira to be considered washed and shamor and free of tuma. Typically, one cannot accomplish shmira if it's out of his hands, and we learned about the 10 or 11 malis applicable to kachem and not by truma. All the best to you and much hatzlacha.